MSNBC's O'Donnell, unstable Trump panicking on steroids, falling far behind Biden. By Pam Key on October 6, 2020. MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell accused President Donald Trump of panicking on steroids because a new CNN national presidential poll of likely voters shows Trump far behind Democratic presidential nominee former Vice President Joe Biden. O'Donnell was referencing Trump being treated with the steroid dexamethasone after his positive coronavirus diagnosis. O'Donnell said, "Well, as Donald Trump's Twitter feed tells us, tonight it is very, very likely that the President of the United States is panicking, and this time he is panicking on steroids. Donald Trump is confronting two sets of numbers tonight, each of which is enough to panic a person whose physical and mental health we now know to be unstable. The first set of numbers he's been staring at all day are enough to sicken him almost as much as the coronavirus." The new CNN national presidential poll of likely voters shows Donald Trump falling far behind Joe Biden in a poll completed after America discovered that Donald Trump's irresponsibility has infected him and an increasing number of the White House staff, which tonight includes Stephen Miller with coronavirus. The CNN poll shows that 63% of Americans say Donald Trump's irresponsibility led to his infection and the infection of people around him. He continued, "The other set of numbers, which should have Donald Trump in a panic tonight, are the numbers that describe the collapse in the stock market that Donald Trump personally caused today. No president has ever obsessed over the stock market the way Donald Trump has. And so we know Donald Trump didn't mean to collapse the stock market today. But it's all of a piece." In the 1992 Clinton campaign, the James Carville mantra on the wall of the campaign headquarters was famously, "It's the economy, stupid." The 2020 rewrite of that is, "It's the stupidity, stupid." Stupidity has left Donald Trump running behind Joe Biden in the polls all year. Polls that are now getting worse and worse for Donald Trump by the day. It's the stupidity that has led Donald Trump to violate all of the CDC guidelines on trying to control the coronavirus. It's the stupidity of Donald Trump to attack Joe Biden in the first presidential debate because Joe Biden wears a mask responsibly. He added, "Today, Facebook and Twitter had to take action against Donald Trump's stupidity. Facebook removed a claim by Donald Trump today that the seasonal flu is deadlier than the coronavirus. Twitter labeled that tweet misinformation. Donald Trump's stupidity is deadly." As of tonight, the United States has reported 7,507,704 cases of coronavirus in the United States. That number does not yet include anyone who attended the Trump White House super spreader event that preceded the reported infection of the president. Three senators, Chris Christie, Kellyanne Conway, now Stephen Miller and others. We don't know how many of those deaths that this country has suffered are attributable to Donald Trump's homicidal stupidity. 100,000? 150,000? 1? How many deaths by presidential stupidity are acceptable? Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.